CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado took an emergency step Tuesday that it has not taken since last fall to deal with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations. The state initiated crisis standards of care for staffing. That means hospital workers can be moved to care for a patient who is sicker than they normally would care for, giving hospitals greater flexibility to deal with staffing shortages, illnesses, and burnout. The state's chief medical officer says the move does not amount to rationing care. The state will use more than $1 million in grants to pair employers with former inmates looking for work. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The money will build a list of employers ready to hire people who have criminal records. It will also create training programs for inmates so they can develop skills while in prison and are prepared to work when they get out. Governor Pola says the timing couldn't be better.
The number one concern we hear from the business community is it's hard to find people to fill our open positions right now. So employers that think out of the box and can tap into a talented, dedicated pool of potential employees who need jobs, are ready for jobs, will benefit immensely.
The funds come from the State Attorney General's office and will go to the Department of Corrections and advocacy groups already helping people transition out of prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Two murals with racist imagery will be removed from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center after 85 years. The murals show a minstrel character and scenes from the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. The pieces will move into the Fine Arts Center's permanent collection. The Fine Arts Center is part of Colorado College, which owns the license of KRCC. KRCC is operated by CPR. The work is on to bring the FIFA Soccer World Cup to Denver in 2026. It would cost up to $55 million to host up to six games at Empower Field at Mile High. But the people behind Denver's World Cup bid say the games would bring 10 times as much to the city's economy. It's mostly sunny and breezy around Denver and along the Front Range through this afternoon. This is CPR News.